Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Here I am on the farm in Illinois. I will update you on what I see, but first I still have our Independence Day celebration on my mind. All of the national attention and the president's speech can make us proud. On my radio program in 1995, 24 years ago, here's what I had to say then. I quote, "Listen to the speeches of our leaders. Notice the respect for our military. Military at the top, Hollywood at the bottom. The call is back to basics, education, personal responsibility, family values, the church, concern for our people and our nation, and reduced willingness to pour billions of dollars into foreign countries. We see a renewed emergency of the old can-do independence. It's not always government's responsibility. Get the government out of the way. We can do it." Those were my words 24 years ago, and I'm hoping for the same national spirit today. Now, down on the farm, our early corn planted by May the 10th really looks good, but then the rains came, and the rest of our corn and soybean planting was not in the ground until the first week of June. The late planted corn was not knee-high by the 4th of July, and the crop is in God's hands now. We can only hope for the best. I'm so happy that our hogs are healthy. African swine fever has devastated China's hog industry. And with a pause in our trade war with China, they say they will buy more pork, and, well, we shall see. While in Knoxville, Illinois, I went to the park, where they have a one-room country schoolhouse. I went to a one-room school like that for 8 years. We didn't have any running water, just a well and a hand pump outside. We had 9 or 10 students, 8 grades, with a coal furnace in the room to keep us warm in the winter. In the back of the lot, we had 2 outhouses, one for girls and one for boys. We had a basketball hoop and played basketball outside, weather permitting. We played games against other grade schools from little towns. And my sisters played on the team because we didn't have enough boys. A lot of memories keep coming back. Some of us would ride our ponies to school. We had a little barn to tie them up while we were in class. Those little country schools have been gone for years. All the kids now come into town. It's good to be back home, and I am John Block, down on the farm.